Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got a drive moment.
Mm-hmm.
An appropriate one, this one, because, you know, we're hanging out with the kids this weekend, dating and your kids. What are your rules and regulations as parents? Is there a right age for kids to start dating? Has your twin or teen started dating? And what rules have you set for them in regard to all of that? And, you know, I think when it comes to kids, because they still look young, you're like, we'll discuss it some other time. They're still young. Yeah. These kids know a lot.
Yeah.
Next thing they'll tell you, I have a crush. And you take it for granted. You think it's a joke.
Yeah.
Do you know? Then one thing leads to the other.
Because yesterday we were talking about... Talk about dating. I have an 18-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
I love so much. She's in her age, man. Teenage.
So cute now.
So I 1 week she's with me, 1 week she's with the mom. So Yamlanda Sunday can sit. Magavela, Magavela. I'm like, there's something wrong with this kid today. Guess what? From my eyelash.
Halala.
I could see her from a distance. That's not my baby. I'm like, and then?
She's a young adult.
No. Just jengiting.
Titi bait.
I think this pampari. Okay. You don't like them? No, I don't. But she's at, and it hit me. At any time, she can come and say, Baba, I have a boyfriend.
Mm.
And in my eyes and my heart, she's still my baby.
Gosh, you're in for it.
That's when you need to put yourself in the shoes of the parents of your wife.
Yeah. And get over yourself, because maybe she even already has a boyfriend.
This is not about me, right?
Maybe she already even has a boyfriend.
Why are we even talking about
She could already have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I always say that teen love is the cutest if teenagers don't complicate it. There's different phases of love when it comes to kids. Kids are little cute, it's a little crazy, little Maya fella, and you're like, this is just my best friend, and you don't know that there's crushes, but you can't really label it because you guys are innocent.
True.
Which is fantastic. When you get to teenager, you kind of know the difference between boyfriend and friend, which is great. But if you keep it innocent, you will actually enjoy teenage love. So that's my rule.
Mm.
Keep it innocent. Do not jump. Because it's going to happen anyway. I literally always tell my kids that if there's something that stays constant in life, it's sex. Leave it alone. When the time comes, you will engage, because you have to be ready for it, because there's a lot of responsibilities that come with intercourse.
100%.
You know, from how safe you are to who you are having it with. And to you completely and utterly believing that I want it. Because if there's a gray area there, then people start feeling victimized. They feel whatever. So that is my only rule. As a teenager, take your time.
Spoken like the one. So according to American Academy of Pediatrics, many children begin dating, often group hangouts or casual crushes, around 12 and a half years for girls and 13 and a half for boys. I think this is old, eh?
13 guys, and a half for boys.
These kids are talking about when they're six.
Have you ever seen how we speak to our young boys when it comes to relationships?
So,
girlfriend at school. Yeah, I've got a girlfriend. But if it's a teenage girl,
the
energy is different.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is bad, by the way. Because remember, if life is fair, the teenagers are dating each other. So if I'm having the talk with Khanya, the mom must have the equivalent of a talk with the girl that Khanya can potentially date.
True.
Because if life is fair, it's teen on teen. But if it's unfair, then of course you're dealing with older people that baling chacharach and all of that. But we actually need to change that perception, because Khanya Okaza Giri 16 and 15 year old, his age mate. Give me a chaza.
Whereas so girls, it's the opposite. With the girls, it might be the opposite.
Yeah, so that 15-year-old could like Khanya. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's literally age mates, though. Mm. It should be age mates. Maybe the 18-year-olds, they are already seeing 20-year-olds. But Baba is 16. It's age mates.
Yeah, the
15,
16, 13.
It's age mates. So if we are not having that conversation with our teenagers, with our preteens, and they're completely unprepared.
So you can tell how passionate Khomotso is about this one. Please drop us a voice note on Drive 959-063-688-0959. 22 minutes past 4 o'clock.
I've got three kids. My eldest is 20 and the second one is 17 and the last one is 15. And my eldest daughter, we started talking about dating when she was 18, and she opened up to me that she's a lesbian, she doesn't like guys. So at first I thought she was still young, still trying to explore, but yeah, she's still at it.
Wow.
And the second one, she's an introvert. When I start talking about that topic, she's like, I'm not ready for that. I'll start dating when I'm 21. And as for my son, whenever I try and talk to him about these kind of things, he will just laugh at me and say, no, mommy, I'm going into a boys' school, so I don't see girls.
Yo, you know, then I'm going to grade 8, ne? Send me a message. He sent me a message the other day. Ati kunentomazanem heti. So I'm like, yeah. Ati baba, she's a very lovely girl. Like, I like her. She's the hottest chick in the whole school. I'm like, hey, when? Hey, hey, when? Hey, when I'm done on a Saturn, I when? Over 30. Like, I couldn't even answer him. Like, Ben has no wits in some pendulum team. I'm done. Yo, I was 30 speaking in the into man. Yo, I.
Well, my son is 12. He once said he has a girlfriend. Mm. And I was like, he and a girlfriend. Because, you know, the school, and when we have those parent workshops, especially school men, what is their idea of having a girlfriend? So, that is there for them. Then I'm like, how much nutty as a family, we are there for you. So, yeah. But then I told him to focus on his books and sports, Ebola and stuff. So, yeah, guys. But I think for as long as I know what's going on, but yeah, this is just too much. Like, come on, ye namachenzi.
Really?
Hey, that guy, the son says he's been heartbroken.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah. I wanna life. You know, I shout out for my brother because my brother thinks kids remain kids forever. So.
Yeah, I think
he needs to
revisit.
And my niece, utlomo furvaya ntwengwe. Even if I had chacharachne, but she won't be afraid to say, yo, pa, I met a guy and he's cute. Like, what? Very vocal.
Outspoken.
Very open. That's right. So, utlomo shweta at 13. My brother, utlomo nadina leding. You lobana papaya by shapila mo shong.
Yeah.
Utlomo fazidina leding his pina. So,
I mean, when these things happen, when these things happen, we don't pick up my corner.
What? Tila na.
So yeah. I think that guy needs to revisit this conversation.
Absolutely.
That he had with his son who's been hurt. Do you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Just have a light conversation.
And the best way to have conversations with your kids is not when you are shouting at them.
When things are bad.
No.
Yeah.
Let it be on a day where Nicole receipts, you are having ice cream, you are watching soccer, cooking, or the mood allows Mduana to be comfortable to say, I know what I'm going to say might be maybe wrong. I think because you have created a safe space.
Absolutely.
If you don't have those conversations because your kids are going to be so scared and that will stay with them forever. I can't have this conversation no mama because
so, even with me as an adult, there are certain conversations that if I have issues at work, if I want to have a meeting with my senior, I'm going to be more comfortable having that discussion outside the building.
Of the office.
Because then I'll feel free.
Yeah, it won't happen here.
Do you know what I mean?
And I think what is also important to note as adults, and I think I learned this much later, is that if you are not the safe space for your kid, somebody else is going to
be. Of course.
And sometimes it's the worst kind of 100%. Person that's going to be that safe space. The same way when we talk about love, we are like, if you don't treat your women well, somebody else will treat them well.
Same with your kids.
Same with your kids. If they cannot be safe and feel comfortable and you are not their outlet, there is a nasty teenager ready to hear them. There's an adult ready to take advantage of this vulnerable child. There's always somebody ready and willing to hear your child moan about love.
Your teenage daughter being scared to say, Baba, as in, ngiphelelwe ama sanitary pads.
Yeah.
Because we ask, how do I even tell this guy that I'm on my periods? Because he's gonna
guys, we're no longer permitted. Gone are those days where we're going to lie and say, oh, I'm too conservative. Okay, the kids will perish. Be conservative, Gavin.
With mine, my teenager, she is 18. She is now go varsity, first year varsity. And this year, she officially asked us if she can date. And obviously, as the mama said, yes, I get. And then I said, I'll speak to the dad. And then, yeah, so she has officially started dating. This is her first time starting to date at varsity at the age of 18. And they did the whole shebang. Different, man, guys. They buy presents, they take each other out, and then they have this billboard by Yezang Bari, officially, can you be my girlfriend? So she was excited. Even my mom was quite shocked and said, hey, bana, kanti go shelwa jwang now? Bana se ba kopa go jola officially. So that's my daughter, and she's responsible. The do's and don'ts is that, please, let's not go kontonsa batho ba baholo haholo.
I'm a teen mom myself, so I had my first born in 16, so we're growing up together. So the one thing that I maintain is transparency and honesty, even if it means I have to dig it, but it's a training thing. I've trained them well enough to be honest, because if I don't know, I can't protect you. If I don't know, I can't, you know, I don't know what I'm dealing with. So I really, sometimes the honesty is an as some sort of, you know, you'd feel like, okay, this is disrespect, but at least I know. So for me, with dating, even with me as a single mom, I try to be honest, well, limitedly, but honesty for me is the key. Let's talk about it and tell me the truth. Tell me how you feel. Tell me what happened. Tell me where you're going. You understand? So transparency, that's how I deal with it, because I can't stop them.
Yeah, now I've got a 22-year-old son and I have not seen a girlfriend. I have not heard of a girlfriend. And yeah, when I'm like, okay, Dintang, like, no, I'm not ready for that. 22 years of age.
I'm a mother of four. The eldest is a girl. She's 14. She's not allowed to date. I'm old school like that. We shall not entertain any dating. She can do it privately because kids are kids. And then I have my youngest is in grade one. And he started school on a Wednesday in January. And then on Friday, he came back home and said, Mom, I think I found someone. When I fetched him from school, he showed me his girlfriend that he found in 2 days of starting big school.
So my son is 15. You'd hear him talk to girls in particular, if only. And I'm like, yay. And then he's like, oh, umganwam. It's difficult. Futhi, as a single mom, it's difficult. So I just need his uncles to speak to him, because it's very difficult. As much as I'm a new age mom, there's certain topics he just shies away from talking about. And I feel like maybe he'll be comfortable if he speaks to his uncles about that. But yeah, okay, we are going through what we put our parents through.
I have a 19-year-old. He's a basketball player, so he's very tall. So he's right now, he is giddy. He has met someone and he is totally giddy. I'm experiencing my son happy in a different way. But yeah, it's nice to witness. We've had chats. The main rule is, dude, wrap it up. Wrap it up. I ain't ready to be no granny. Wrap it up.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Omoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.